Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. So they say you can't plan for the unexpected, but whoever said that obviously didn't know about Aflac. You probably know the Aflac Duck, but you might not know what Aflac can do for you. For example, did you know they pay cash that can help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover? If you get sick or injured, Aflac pays cash that can be put towards copays and deductibles to even non-medical expenses like rent or your mortgage payments. It's completely up to you. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
All right, you're in for a good conversation. Bob Mata, defense attorney and host of the podcast Defense Diaries, is with us, and we are going to be digging deep into the very latest developments in the Delphi case. But in case you're just joining us, before we go to Bob, let me get you a little bit more caught up on what's going on. Judge Fran Gull has officially denied multiple requests from Richard Allen's defense team to overturn his conviction in the Delphi murder case. What this means is that Allen lawyers, they just hit another major roadblock in the fight to clear his name, but it was kind of expected she was going to deny everything because that's kind of the only mode she has. Allen, who was convicted of killing Abby Williams and Libby German in 2017, had his attorneys filed a motion on January 20th arguing that serious mistakes were made in the case. They claimed there were problems with the timeline, which there was, false testimony, which there was, and even evidence that another person confessed, which there is. They also raised concerns about how the police handled key cell phone data pieces in the investigation. Oh, and it doesn't stop there. The defense team later filed another motion on February 14th, pushing back against the prosecution's objections. However, Judge Gull denied both motions without even holding a hearing. But wait, there's more! Richard Allen's defense team dropped another bombshell legal motion that has not yet, at least as of this recording, has been denied by Gull. This one might be harder to deny, you know, in a fair world. In this legal motion, it's exposing the potential suppression of exculpatory evidence. An inmate, Reese Davis, claims that Ron Logan confessed to the murders and implicated two other people, and yet those claims, along with Davis's multiple letters to the prosecution, were allegedly buried before Allen's trial. Now, with fresh allegations here that Keegan Klein may also have privately admitted some sort of involvement, the entire case is on very, very shaky ground. We're going to go back, and we're going to get to all of this, but we're going to start with the initial motions that Judge Gull denied earlier to those first four, the motions that involved the basically accusations that things had not gone correctly, the errors that he was trying to point out. Bob, let's get your thoughts on where all this is.
Yeah, right. No one's surprised. It was kind of par for the course. Is you know, again, denied without hearing, which has been her MO during this entirety of the case. But it's interesting from the perspective that even though these have been denied, and really probably the most significant motion that was denied was the motion to correct errors, which is, you know, which raised all of the issues about the van and the video that existed that showed that the van actually appeared at a much later time than the state presented at trial. We're talking like a matter of like 15, 17 minutes, which, you know, when you take that into consideration it in terms of when the state claims that the time of death was, which was around 2:32, that 17 minutes becomes a very big deal.
Yeah.
You know, in the scope of things, 17 minutes isn't anything. In a trial like this, where they presented a very tight timeline, it becomes a big deal. So while it's been denied, the important thing from the perspective of the law is that the issues have been raised for appeal. So those all exist for the purposes of the appeal. The appellate court's going to be able to look at those issues. Had that not been filed, none of that would have been contemplated by the appellate court. So in that sense, I wasn't surprised at all that Gull had denied it. And, you know,
they basically had to go through the motions of doing it for later down the road.
Exactly. They had to preserve the issues.
Yep.
You know, so you have to do that all the time. And in, you know, at trial, pretrial hearings, like when you see these motions being filed, when you see objections that are being made, those are always for the purposes of preserving issues for appeal. So, yeah, that was, again, not surprising. She basically denied everything that was pending.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there were a couple of preservation motions that were still pending. And she also, the only thing that's still alive, which I know that we'll probably get to, is the motion that was most recently filed, which was the motion, again, to preserve evidence regarding Reese Davis.
And that's really an interesting point of this whole thing. This is brand new. I mean, this was filed on Valentine's Day. And this motion basically says that Reese Davis, he was in there with Ron Logan and Keegan Klein for a time as well. Ron Logan, obviously the person who was property the girls were found on, who the FBI looked at and said, I think that might be your guy. Did a whole investigation, raided his house, raided his property, gave all the info over to Delphi investigators, and Delphi investigators said, bye. We don't need you anymore, and we're not going to do anything with all this info you just gave us. And then you got Keegan Klein, who is in prison for child porn charges, who was also traced to possibly trying to link up with one of the girls the day of the murder. Some key people in this that were never officially charged and never officially connected to the crime itself. The allegation is, Ron Logan made these confessions to Reese Davis in court, or in prison, rather, and that Keegan Klein may have also made some confessions or some admissions recently as well. Again, these are all accusations coming from an inmate that was with these guys, correct?
Yep, and it's interesting because the way that this plays out, there's a bunch of angles to this, right? There's the first angle is you've got a convicted felon who's serving a 50-year bid for allegedly distributing meth. I actually read through the opinion. He had actually called law enforcement on himself because he was in the throes of a meth high. And, you know, I think it's kind of well known that within, you know, that community in terms of addiction with meth, that there's a lot of self-reporting goes on just because of how it affects your mind. So at any rate, cops come over, raid the house. They don't find that he's actually got a lab going. He's not cooking, but they find all the precursor ingredients for him to make meth. That doesn't mean he was cooking it there, but they charged him as if he was, and it was within 1,000 feet of a school. So they hammered him. So the dude's doing you know, 50 years. What was significant to me about that, you know, I mean, the guy's doing his time. I'm not sweating him on that, is that when you have a situation where you've got kind of a snitching thing happening here and you're wondering whether or not the guy's telling the truth, right? I mean, because ultimately at the end of the day, that's what matters most. Is this guy full of it? Or like, is it like what's his game? You know, like what is he looking to get from this? And, you know, the fact that his bid is on, you know, a drug charge really, to me, doesn't impact my ability to be able to believe that he's being truthful about this, as opposed to like a crime of dishonesty. You know, like if you've got a crime of dishonesty, you know that the guy is a liar, you know, I mean, because the crime's involved. So because this isn't that, and I just can't see any kind of end game for him where he stated, I'm not looking for anything. I'm not looking for them to shave any time off my sentence.
Yeah.
You know, like, so then you combine those things and I just can't see what he's getting from doing this, from making this all up from whole cloth, because the notoriety thing that I've heard some people, oh, he just wants to get the new, no, I'm not buying that. He's putting himself in peril in prison as being a snitch.
Yeah.
Maybe not with Kagan Klein, because Kagan, like, you know, but if you're a snitch in the joint, you're in peril, man. So, I mean, like, he's put himself at risk for seemingly no gain.
Yeah.
Which to me lends credibility and credence to what he's saying.
Well, and he's seen what happens to people in jail who speak about this case in any way, shape, or form that may not go along with the official story, you know, like Richard Allen. Let's put him into solitary confinement for years, and then, oh, we get a confession. Like, he's risking a lot, not just as being a snitch where someone on the inside could go after him, but I think I'd be more concerned on the outside and where they might take him now, or how they might try and shut him up or intimidate him to be quiet going forward, because this is a lot. He's writing to the TV stations now. Actually, one of them reached out to me yesterday with one of the letters wanting to talk about it, and he's not shutting up, and I think he thinks he's trying to fight this battle for someone who is wrongfully accused.
100%. And, you know, it's like when you kind of look at the timing of it in terms of like his ability to make up what he originally said, because remember, this started in March of 2017.
Yes. This isn't new. Okay?
This isn't new. Like, so meaning that when he's talking about these things that Ron Logan allegedly told him about the, you know, the girls being on the bridge, and that, you know, like the whole animal story, and that they, you know, he got him back, and that, you know, he was worried that Abby was upset because he put his hand on her shoulder, and, you know, how the whole thing devolved to where he felt like he had to kill the girls because he's on probation, you know, and how he does it, you know, with the knife, the, you know, the box cutter to the necks. I mean, it in March of 2017, none of that was available to the public.
No.
None of it. And there may have been a situation where people on Reddit were speculating. You know, like there's always been allegations that were leaks that were made. But this dude's not privy to it.
No.
Like, he's in the joint at that point. You know, this is way before the Franks memo.
Yes.
You know, so like the point being that this guy didn't have these type of details to be able to fabricate this story out of whole cloth. You know, I mean, those are the kind of things. And when you look at it, you're like, all right, I mean, yeah, you got to weigh the fact that he's a convict. And, you know, I mean, that's going to be used against him because it always is in courts. But when you kind of look at the facts surrounding it in terms of how he would have come up the information, it seems credible to me.
It does, because he's coming up with information he otherwise couldn't know. So I guess that's the big part to explain. How do we know about the box cutters? And look, and these other folks that he's alleging in this thing, like, yeah, they all, we've all kind of wondered about what the involvement was, if any, because it all doesn't seem to add up very well, that it's pure luck that Keegan Klein was communicating with one of the girls and they just happened to die that day. What weird coincidence that is, that, right. You know, Logan's on the property and he makes up, he literally comes up with an alibi before anyone knows the girls are murdered. And that's not a red flag to anybody. And his phone shows him on the property where the girls died while they died. And that's not a big red flag to anybody. I don't really see a whole huge reason why this guy would be making this up. But again, it is what it is.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. You just made it through an episode of Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Congrats on surviving the ads. Want to skip them completely next time?
What is that?
Join the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts. Ad-free episodes, exclusive early access, and no interruptions. Just pure crime storytelling. Try it free for 3 days. Don't wait.
Bitchin' stuff. Dude.
Hit subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and get ahead of the mystery.
Know what I'm saying?
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's Durafighter interior paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's Durafighter paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.